Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Muhammadovic, first name Mevzeda, spelled Muhammedovic. Nevzeta, Nevzeta. The date of birth, June 13, 1939. Date of evaluation, July 1st, 2024. The referring physician, Dr. Eric Stuffman. The chief complaint, right wrist pain. The HBI. The patient is an 85-year-old female of Bosnian descent who experienced a fall, period. The history is obtained by way of her son who is translating, period. The patient reports an episode of the fall which occurred while walking on June 14, 2024, period. The patient and her son were downtown walking when a dog lurched toward the family, period. The patient's son stepped backwards to avoid the dog, period. In doing so, he accidentally bumped into his mother, who then fell over, reaching out with her right hand to break the fall, period. She had subsequently developed pain in the right wrist, period. She was then seen in the emergency room at Altabates Summit Medical Center, where she was found to have a coleus fracture of the right wrist, period. The patient continued with pain, which she described as moderate, period. She had been evaluated by Dr. Stuffman and felt to require surgery, period. She was seen by Dr. Robert Glenn on June 18, semicolon, 4 days after her surgery, period. 4 days after her fall, period. She was noted to have an echo which revealed evidence of moderate severe aortic stenosis with peak velocity of 3.7 meters per second and mean gradient of 33 millimeters of mercury, period. The left ventricle ejection fraction was noted to be 65%, period. She has had no symptom of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, or syncopal episode, period. Her past medical history, as noted, includes one, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, closed-angle glaucoma, next number, cataracts, next number, moderate severe aortic stenosis, next number, moderate pulmonary hypertension. The medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams PO daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams PO daily, enalapril 20 milligrams 1 daily, Narcote 5/325 1 PRN, the allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had high blood pressure. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, drugs, or alcohol use. Review of systems. Oral cavity, she has dentures. Gastrointestinal, she has constipation and dark urine. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI, in addition, she has lower back pain. Psychiatric, she has nervousness. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 112/60, pulse 63, respiratory rate 14, weight 122.6 pounds. BMI 24.9. The HEENT, unremarkable, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm with grade 2/6 systolic murmur radiating to the carotid period. The musculoskeletal, the right wrist is noted to be in a soft cast period. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The EKG reveals a sinus rhythm 58 beats per minute. There is non-specific SD/T-wave changes, period. There is biventricular hypertrophy, period. The impression, this is an 85-year-old female who suffered a fall and subsequently was found to have a right cullis fracture, period. The patient has history of hypertension, period. She has moderate aortic stenosis, She has moderate severe aortic stenosis, period. Given all the above, her cardiovascular / perioperative risk is significantly increased, period. Despite the same, period, she could be safely, despite the same coma, she can safely have her surgery in the inpatient setting, period. Recommendation, may proceed with surgical intervention as clinically indicated. However, recommend hemodynamic monitoring given her moderate severe aortic stenosis, period. She is otherwise stable for her procedure. There is no indication that she has angina, congestive heart failure, or syncope. Recommendation: may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.